Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been tripping and confessing the wrong things I've been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and I'm making a move. I'm hesitating and I'm nervous, but that one word just feels like it's gonna be alright. I can make it through the night, don't worry, mama said.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Spirit's seeing a little technical difficulty, guys. I don't know. We're going to pray that we make it through this whole program. Amen. Okay, we have a few callers on. Oh, my goodness. This thing is really moving. We have Mom, Angela, Hubert, and Auntie Betty, and Auntie Dot.
Yes.
Did I miss anyone? Okay, I'll pick up Rita while we're waiting for others to join in. Look at this, my tablet. Okay, I'm picking up in number 16, and this is the punishment for the ones that rebel. So they did, brought the 250, came to with the censer lit and placed the incense on them and stood at the entrance of the tabernacle. And Moses and with Moses and Aaron. Meanwhile, Korah stirred up the entire nation against Moses and Aaron, and they all assembled to watch. Then the glory of Jehovah appeared to all the people, and Jehovah said to Moses and Aaron, "Get away from these people so that I may instantly destroy them." But Moses and Aaron fell face down to the ground before the Lord. "O God, the God of all mankind," they pleaded, "must you be angry with all the people when one man sins?" And the Lord said to Moses, "Then tell the people to get away from the tents of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram." So Moses rushed over to the tents of Dathan and Abiram, followed closely by the 250 Israelite leaders. "Quick," he told the people, "get away from the tents of these wicked men and don't touch anything that belongs to them, lest you be included in their sin and be destroyed with them." So all of the people stood back from the tents of Korah and Dathan and Abiram, and Dathan and Abiram came out and stood at the entrance of their tents with their wives, sons, and little ones. And Moses said, "By this you shall know that Jehovah has sent me to do all these things that I have done, for I have not done them on my own. If these men die in natural death or for some ordinary accident or disease, then Jehovah has not sent me. But if the Lord does a miracle and the grounds open up and swallow them and everything that belongs to them, and they go down if they go down beneath, then you know that these men have despised the Lord." He had hardly finished speaking the words when the ground suddenly split open beneath them, and a great fissure swallowed them up, along with their tents and families and friends who were standing with them, and everything they owned. So they went down into the land beneath, and the earth closed upon them, and they perished. All the people of Israel fled at their screams, fearing that the earth would swallow them too. Then fire came forth from Jehovah and burned up the 250 men who was offering incense. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, I don't believe we had any new callers. So I will do, oh my goodness. So I will do one more roll call, and we'll go ahead and get started in the meeting. Okay, I have Mom, Angela, Hubert, Auntie Dot, and Auntie Betty. Did I miss anyone?
No.
Amen. Amen. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening. Amen.
So this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Welcome to the Nelly Family Week of Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line led by Angela.
Lord Jesus, as this new day dawns, we arose with your spirit amongst us. We remember your resurrection morning and give you praise, for you are our Lord. We long to be with you this day and we thank you with our voices, our hearts, and our lives. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for the blessing of the prayer line, Angela. Okay, we'll go ahead and get started in our meeting, and I will go to Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm reading Genesis chapter 2, the seventh day. The heaven and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in he had rested from all his work with which God created and made. These are the generation of the heaven and of the earth when they were created, in the days that the Lord God made the earth and the heaven, and every planet of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to tilt the ground, but they went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie God, out of Genesis. Next, I go to Mom. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Samuel. First Samuel. The 8th chapter, 1 through 31. And the subject is, it is God speaking. The ability to listen and hear is a wonderful talent processed by altogether too few people. Samuel developed such a talent very early in his life. He listened to God as God repeatedly called him. He didn't go back to sleep, but persisted until he identified God's voice. Then he responded in humility. Speak for your servant is listening. In many different ways, God speaks to us now as in the past. Perhaps we have some idea or dream that will not let us go. And when something will not let go, we ought to listen and hear. We have a gift. It is God speaking. We have an opportunity. It is God speaking. We have a dream. It is God speaking. We have a vision. It is God speaking. We have a challenge. It is God speaking. Even if we have a handicap, perhaps it is God speaking so that we can turn adversity into an advantage. When we heal and listen to God, his word will bear fruit in our lives as they did in Samuel. 1 Samuel 3:19 suggests this outcome. The Lord was with Samuel as he grew up, and he let none of his word fall to the ground. As a prophet of God, Samuel became a channel to God's communication to others. We may need help as Samuel was helped by Eli to give us direction so we can listen and hear. When we really listen and hear, we experience what I call the quiet insight of moment. This is the moment when we require artistic understanding and receive the capable to respond. The more we respond to God, the more he continues to reveal himself to us as he did to Samuel. God's word about Eli was different for Samuel to convert, but his obedience opened a floodgate to communication between God and himself. The Lord continued to appear at Shiloh, and there he revealed himself to Samuel through his word. And the prayer said, "Dear Lord, I pray that I may hear, listen, and respond when you speak. Amen."
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of 1 Samuel. Next, I go to Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from the book of Psalm 51. It says, "Have mercy on me, O God, according to thy love kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercy, blot out my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgression and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that thou mayest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shaped in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desire truth in the inward part, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bone which thou hast broken may be rejoiced. Hide thy face from my sin, and blot out all my iniquity. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy right free spirit. Then will I teach transgression thy way, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thy God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open up thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desire not sacrifice, else I will give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices, God, are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion, build thou the wall of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifice of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shalt thou offer the bullock upon thy altar." Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of Psalm. Next, I go to Angela. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight? Can't hear you.
Yes, give me a moment.
Okay.
Okay. Coming out of 1 John 1:8-10.
I'm sorry, where are you coming from?
1 John 1:8-10. The title, Walk in the Light. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. We've got her now, the crowd thought. Jesus' body was bent over. The crowd couldn't see his fingers and strained to see what he was writing. When Jesus finished writing, he stood up and said, if any one of you is without sin, let him be the first to throw a stone at her. The crowd scattered, slinking away in shame. One person thought about the Sabbath he had broken. Another remembered cheating his neighbor in a property sale. Still, another remembered the last time he went off on his mother. Each had to back away when he remembered he had transgressed God's law, even if only in little ways. If we are to walk in light, we must honestly confess that we have sinned. Whether we called in sick in order to go to the ball game or kept the extra $5 the cashier mistakenly counted out into our hands, we are no better than that man who robs a convenience store or the girl who snatches purses to pay for her drugs. All of us have transgressed God's law and are deserving of punishment. Yet, God holds out an olive branch. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. We must resist the temptation to condemn others for wrongdoing. Instead, we need to be servants of God who work to reconcile all people to him, the Lord of the universe. Honest repentance allows God to forgive us, cleanse us, and reconcile us to himself. Let us serve God by helping to draw all men and women to Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Okay, we had a caller to join us. I believe that's Daniel. Is that you, Daniel?
No, that's me, bro. I like to change phones.
Yes, ma'am. I did call.
Yeah, I do see you, Auntie Dot. I see you called in on another number, and then Daniel called in. So welcome back, Auntie Dot. And Daniel, welcome back. We miss you.
Yeah, but I ain't got nothing to say. I just want to listen, okay? You understand that?
Okay, we can handle that. We love you. Okay, next we have Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'll be coming out of St. Luke, chapter 4. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the desert, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and at the end of them he was hungry. The devil said to him, if you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread. Jesus answered, it is written, man does not live on bread alone. The devil led him up to a high place and showed him in the instant all the kingdoms of the world. And he said to him, I will give you all the authority and splendor, for it has been given to me. And I can give it to anyone I want to. So if you worship me, it will all be yours. Jesus answered, it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. The devil led him to Jerusalem and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. If you are the Son of God, he said, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you carefully. They will put you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Jesus answered and said, do not put the Lord your God to the test. When the devil had finished all the temptation, he left him until an opportune time. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert. Let's see here. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in prayer, please.
Is she calling?
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do for our sick and shut-ins, especially for the Leitler family, the Allen family, the Hurd family, the Verner family, the Lowe's family, the Simmons family, Linnean family, the Moody family, the Moore family, the Coder family, the Williams family, Auntie Marie, Auntie Betty, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Dodd, Sister Shirley and family, Uncle Dave, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Gary, Uncle Willie, Charlie and family, Ruth Edwards, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Mary Ann and family, Dwight and Tawana and family, Desert Kendrick and family, Peter's family, the McClure family, the Ross family, the Reetha and family, Vanessa and family, the Browns family, the Peters family, Drell and family, SMA and family, Carlos and the Wells family, the Johnson's family, the Franklin family, Brian, Tony, Eric, DeMarcus and Malachi, and anyone else that we are not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we thank you for your unconditional love. Thank you for the healing. Thank you for your son. And thank you for that the blood still works. And right now, we plead the blood of Jesus over our sick and shut-ins, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. And allow the blood to take over their bodies and make them whole again. Father God, we ask that you remove anything and everything that is not of you away from our mind and our bodies. We would like for our sick and shut-in bodies to have the right chemical balance and that every heartbeat is in rhythm. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, let's see. We have reached a part of our program where we recognize birthdays. And I'm looking at the week of July 1st through July 7th. Any birthdays we need to recognize?
Hmm. We have Frank on the 6th.
I'm sorry?
Frank on the 6th. I have PJ on the 1st. Shantony?
Hey, Loretta, can you hear me?
Yes.
I got a friend, he want to say something.
When we say birthday, Boo. Loretta, also Eddie and Isaiah.
Daniel, we're going to finish up with the birthdays and then we'll let Friend talk. I'm sorry, Angela. I got PJ on the 1st, you said?
Uh-huh.
And then who else you said?
Frank on the 6th.
Who?
Jeremy. Gina Frank. Jeremy on Lewis on the 7th.
Okay, all right. Let's see here. Mom, would you do us the honor of singing the birthday song tonight?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday to you and many more. Amen.
Amen.
Happy birthday. Oh, thank you for that beautiful song, Mom. Okay, now, getting back to Daniel, do you have someone that wants to speak? What's your name, Friend?
Well, I would like to say hello to everybody. My name is Quintel.
Your name is Quintel?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
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 Hey, how y'all doing? My name is I want to say, I heard all y'all saying happy birthday. I just want to say happy birthday to all the counselors out there. And, you know.
Amen.
I just wish y'all a new blessing on life, a new season.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I did not get your name. Can you spell it for me?
Quintell. Yeah, my name is Quintell Cheatham.
Quintell? Okay. All right. Welcome to the Nellens Family Prayer Line. Okay. We can ready to do our... Hello? Is this Daniel?
Yeah.
Daniel, were you trying to say something?
No. There was a guy that... One of my buddies, you know, that's my dog right here. He been on here before, but he never gave his name.
Oh, okay.
He just called him Q.
Yep.
All right, Q. Okay. All right, that's good. Okay, who keep talking when I'm talking? Is that Daniel?
No,
I gotta thank y'all. God bless y'all. I love y'all. From the bottom of my heart. Y'all changed my life. I seen it. Y'all were there with me. Thank y'all.
Yeah.
Right. You're welcome. Hey, Q, look in the Bible and find something to read because we're coming back to you, okay?
You think you're about to read?
Daniel, yeah. I'm putting you on mute because you're being rude right now.
I'm sorry, but he has something to say to read.
Good. Just look in the Bible and find something to read. Okay, we're going to move right along into our meeting, and we welcome Q. Amen. We welcome you to the program. Okay, now we have reached a part of our program where we share what's on our heart, whether it be a praise report, testimony, poem, or song. And I will start out with Hubert. Do you have a praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group, or more Bible verses?
Yeah, I'm going to sing a song.
Amen. I haven't have a song in a long time.
In your life, tell me what more do you need? When you have God in your life, there's nothing more you should need. Went to the valley to pray. Felt so good that I stayed all day. 'Cause I have God in my life. And there's nothing more that I should need. Stepped in the water was cold, chilled my body, but not my soul, 'cause I have God in my life, and there's nothing more that I need.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you for that beautiful song, Hubert. If you got God, amen. Okay, moving right along, I'll go to Auntie Dot. Any praise and poor testimony, song or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 117. God mercy.
I'm sorry, where are you coming from?
Psalm 117.
Okay.
Can you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, God, mercy, and truth. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Praise him, all the people. For his mercy and kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endure forever. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of the Psalms. Let's see here. Next, I go to Mom. Any praise support,
yes,
testimony, song, a poem you want to share with the group tonight?
I'm coming out of Chronicles, 2 Chronicles 7, 11 through 22. If my people, that's the substantive, if my people, 2 Chronicles 7 show a contrast between the embroidered and simple. It describes a message celebrated to dedicate the Jerusalem temple. King Solomon and all of Israel spent weeks in worship and praises, standing and impressing display of their allegiance to God that included prayer, concert, and fasting. God responded to Solomon, however, with simple but sober advice. God told Solomon that after the dedication, when the celebration was only a memory, and when God's people had forgotten him and faced judgment, they will only need to turn from their wicked and call upon him. He will not require impressive acts of cooperation, praise. His people would simply need to be humble, prayerful, and obedient to his will and way. Then he would hear them, forgive their sin, and again make them a prosperous and blessed community. Such a solution is still our best course of action today. We live in a technology advanced, complex, and competitive world. Many of us lose time, health, and peace, try to keep up with life's race. Sometimes we strum to the stress of trying and fail to find reasonable solution to difficult problems. We would do well in such times to return to our ancestor practice of prayer. Having endured the honor of slavery and brutal racism, they had a simple faith and proclaimed, "Up above my head, I see glory in the air. There must be a God somewhere." We must cultivate that same kind of faith that enables us to wait for the Lord, be strong, and take heart and wait for the Lord. Psalm 27:14 says, "Take time each day to pause in the midst of life, pressure to look to the Lord. Look prayerfully, humbly, and obedient to Christ, who brings prosperity and peace when the storm of life are raging. When we do so as an individual and as a Christ community, then we can cut through life completely and find peace and direction that the world cannot offer. Although we still want know what tomorrow holds, we will know who holds tomorrow." Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom. Next, I go to Q. Anything you would like to share with the group tonight? Anything else you would like to share with the group tonight?
I apologize for my interruptions in the beginning of the group. I'd like to tell y'all, thank y'all again for y'all prayers and everything to the Most High about us. And I received that message through him, and I'd like to tell y'all, thank y'all for y'all participation in that. And, I want to say something about Dan. I got to say, Dan is one of the best friends I ever had. He
feel the same
me.
Way, Q.
Yeah. He showed me how to live through life, man. He showed me that to live through life, you got to be happy. No matter what situation you put in, you got to be happy. You got to keep a smile on your face. even though it make you cry, you gotta smile. You gotta be happy, you gotta live your life to the fullest. No regrets, no looking back. Dan is my best friend. I like to say that, but that made
Amen.
My day.
Amen. Amen.
On my nerves. Y'all just don't know. And I was like, I got to look after him. That's somebody that care about me. And then he made me see something. He made me talk to my daddy and tell him, like, okay. He made me want to just look at my daddy in the eye, be like, this is how to be a man. Somebody told me how to do this. My daddy didn't know how to do it. And so I got to congratulate Dan. You know, sometimes you got to congratulate people from their achievements in life, you know? Yeah, I congratulate him today. That's what I'm doing. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you for that praise report, Q. And we thank you for being with us, and we welcome you back anytime. And we're going to move on to the next person here. I believe Angela. Do you have any praise report, testimony, song, a poem, or even more Bible verses you would like to share with us tonight?
I am going to try to sing.
Amen.
Just a couple. Hallelujah, you have won the victory. Hallelujah, you have won it all for me. Death could not hold you down. You are the seated in majesty, you are the risen King. Hallelujah, you have won the victory. You have won it all for me. Death could not hold you down. You are the risen King, seated in majesty. You are the risen King. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for that beautiful song. Hallelujah, Angela. Let's see here. I will go next, and I am coming out of the upper room. And the title is Broken and Restored. The reading is out of Isaiah 61. Restoration is one word message of the entire Bible. God is revealed as the absolute divine Savior. We less than perfect human beings with a tendency to continue living in our damaged state are the same as the antiques that you see, flawed, broken, and need a new start. Through God's compassionate work, we're given new life by faith in Jesus Christ, who was delivered over to death for our sins and raised to life for our justification. By faith in Christ, we become new creatures, able to become all that God created us to be. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, moving right along here. Let's see here. Auntie Betty, Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I'm going to come out of Matthew 5th chapter, starting at the 3rd verse. The blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall attain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner evil against you falsely for my sake. It said, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecute they the prophet which was before you. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of Matthew. Okay, let's see here. We have reached a part of our program where actually we're preparing for the closing prayer. But before we go into the closing prayer, is there anything anyone would like to say before the prayer is read?
Yes, this is Auntie Betty. I would like for y'all to keep me in prayer. The storm damaged my house, and so I'm in the process trying to get it completed back.
Storm?
Right.
Okay. All right, we got you in our prayers, Auntie.
Okay.
Okay, and also I would like to welcome Daniel back. Daniel, the only thing I would like to say to you is don't stay away too long this next time, okay?
Amen.
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 And also, I would like to once again welcome
I'll be listening all the time, though, so I don't think I might not be participating, but I'll be listening all the time, though, you know? Okay?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I'll be listening all the time. Don't say you know.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Well, we thank you for being here tonight, and we also thank you for joining us again. We welcome you back anytime, Q. You're more than welcome to be a part of the prayer line. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, now if everyone would bow their head for the closing prayer led by Angela, please.
Oh, Lord, we lift our eyes to see your glory. We open our hearts to receive your love. We engage our minds to understand your truth. We offer our songs to praise your name. Lord, as we give you our lives, please take everything that we are so that we may reveal your blessings to the world. Amen.
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 Amen. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nelson family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. And Father God, we ask that you continue to bless our president and everyone in the White House. Bless America and other nations, and bless our prayer line. Heavenly Father, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. And remember, guys, to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I wish everyone to have a safe and happy 4th of July. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosperous, victorious week. In Jesus' name. Everyone, good night. We love you all.
Good night.
Yeah. Amen. Love everybody. Y'all have a good weekend. Don't burn the house up.
To lead this with you for the week. Thank you, Father, that through faith in Jesus Christ, we are made whole. Amen. From the Nellens family, everyone have a blessed week. Good night.
Shalom, shalom.
Hear what you say it is? Oh, he just hung up.